Hello, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. I like to cite Rush Limbaugh as much as I can because I think he is one of the very few people out there who knows what he is talking about. On his September 23rd show, in commenting on the Pope's U.S. visit, Rush stated, "I know that Jesus preached charity. Did Jesus tell people to give their money to the Romans so that the Romans could then distribute it? In other words, did Jesus tell people to give their money to whatever governing entity there was, or entities there were at the time, or did he preach charity as an individual thing? In other words, was Jesus a big government charitable advocate?" End quote. Rush's point is that the mainstream media and liberals, including Barack Obama, used the Pope's visit as a grandstand for socialism. The Pope himself may believe that we ought to be giving our money to the civil government instead of people directly. If that is what he believes, he is in error. The civil government has no right to forcefully compel love. Rush knows that. The American preacher does not. The offering for the Lord's tabernacle was voluntary. The work on the tent of meeting, for all its service, and for the sacred garments, was voluntary. Tithing to the Levites, the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows was voluntary. Even the parable of the Good Samaritan shows that helping others is optional. All that does not mean God does not compel us through His Holy Ghost. It just means that the civil government has no right to force people to do good. Romans 13, 1 Peter 2:14, and Acts 4:32 testify to that, especially Acts 4:32, as the apostles shared their possessions because of God's love, not man's force. The civil government school system is about man's force, not God's love. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.